This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And joining us from the South Coast this morning is State Senator David Brock Smith. David, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
Well, I want to check in with what's been going on in the legislature, but I'm aware that you spent part of yesterday in Douglas County. Talk about your time around the Roseburg area.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, Kyle, I had the opportunity to go tour the Family Development Center over at the Jerry Bruce campus with Marsha and Shelley Loosley. What a fantastic facility. Really the only place in the state that has that campus with healthcare. Of course, UCAN, and then the food shares there, just incredible. And then had the opportunity to be a guest at Lone Rock at the annual awards banquet, where, of course, Lone Rock's CEO, Toby Luther, won Citizen of the Year last night, which is a great honor and well-deserved. I left Salem about 2:30 yesterday afternoon and raced down to Roseburg, and I look forward to working more with those organizations as we move forward.
Well, and obviously you must have gotten home very late last night.
I did, yeah.
So let's talk about what's been going on in Salem this week, some of the legislation you're working on and how it's progressing.
So we're pretty excited to report. Of course, we had some deadlines, but working on, of course, I had a number of House bills before I went to the Senate. And so there's House Bill 2192, which has a work session on the 4th of April. That allows you to imagine that, but allows you to rebuild your home after a catastrophic event, such as a fire, flood, so forth. Working on my salmon credit bill, which will allow and help monetize farmland for adjacent to our watersheds that are really off to build off-channel habitat for salmon and fish. We have another bill that I've been working with Commissioner Chris Boyce there in Douglas County to deal with the illegal marijuana grows, cannabis grows on farmland that had a public hearing back in January, but has a work session coming up on the 4th. We have a number of pieces of legislation, of course, in the space of natural resources, one of which is what's important to me at Senate Bill 872 that has Oregon Department of Forestry in partnership with, of course, the DFPA and Coos Forest Protection Association, and really pushing back against the feds associated with the wildland urban interface and the need to carry out projects to protect our communities that I've spoken in the past. And then Senate Bill 873 that goes after the ability for armoring along our river and coastal resources in a way that's ecological engineering. So you're building living systems to protect infrastructure and resources. And then Senate Bill 1006 that will have a public hearing on the third that assists with dealing with the Rogue River, which is critically important, but partnering, of course, with the Umpqua Fishery Enhancement Derby and allocating $1.4 million to that project to help deal with the sediment issues. There was a number of, back in 2019, I was able to get a little less than $500,000 to do a sediment study on the Rogue. And as we all know, that Rogue River is a salmon stronghold, and this is the second half of that project. And I'm excited to partner with the Umpqua Fishery Enhancement Derby folks to get that work done. And as you might remember, back in the first special session of 2021, we were able to get the state meat inspection program passed. I've spoken to you about it before. And now that program is up and running through the Oregon Department of Ag, to where we actually have better opportunities for our local ranchers to get their product to market here in Oregon, rather than having to deal with the 13 large processes in the state. We've helped stand up some of the smaller processors, but now there's ancillary issues with that we're addressing. And some of that is, of course, the rendering. We have no rendering plant here left in Oregon, and so we were able to get the rendering bill out in House Bill 2194, and it has moved on, as well as a study on the hides associated with that. And then we've been able to move forward and get out of committee the enterprise zone bill, the enterprise zone tax programs were retiring in 2025. And so that program has been critical in bringing development, especially to rural Oregon. So we've been able to move that one on down the road as well.
Well, I know a very busy time. I wanted to ask real quick before we run out of time, your reaction to the homelessness package passing out of the House earlier in the week.
So you've of course seen my piece of legislation that deals with the water quality issues from and the homeless impacts of those water quality issues in Senate Bill 1086. You know, there was a story in the News Review about that. I want to speak to the folks that we have a homeless package that assists with helping transition those folks, and we still need to take care of water quality. It doesn't matter who you are. You just because you're houseless doesn't mean you get to use our rivers and streams as your toilet. And so it's necessary to assist. There was the governor's package. It was a bipartisan piece of legislation. It is a first tool in a number of efforts. I spoke about it on the floor of the Senate, that this is just the beginning, and we can't keep repeating only to have continued failures. And so I hope to be involved with the process as it moved forward. We were able to get significant resources to our communities, and I want to follow that through to make sure that those resources come.
All right, very good. We're out of time there. A lot going on in Salem. We'll check it again next Friday. State Senator David Brock Smith, thanks for being on.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:40 at the Morning Report.